terms of your.
We interrupt your regular scheduled programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
It is state semifinal Wednesday here at Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Good afternoon, everybody. Zach James with you here from Veterans Memorial Stadium, home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. As today, it'll be your bench-appealing Catholic Crusaders taking on the Dubuque Wallet Catholic Golden Eagles for a spot in the state championship. What a blessing it is to be here on this state semifinal stage, first time since 2019 that the Crusaders are in the state tournament, and they won their first round game the other night with a 3-1 win over Pelham. Now they'll face the number one seed Golden Eagles, but like I made the point earlier this week with Coach Andy Osborne, you don't have to be the number one seed to win the state tournament. We saw that with the boys' soccer team earlier this spring. And hopefully that'll draw true here this afternoon with the Crusaders, as they'll hope to upset the overall seed in Class 3A. The Crusaders are doing their warm-ups right now. The Crusaders will be the visitors this afternoon, being the number four seed. So they'll hit first and being the third base side dugout this afternoon. And the Golden Eagles will be the home team and wearing their all-white home uniforms as they're just coming up the tunnel into the dugout. And the coaching staff is helping the Crusaders finish their pregame warm-ups. Caleb Lefebvre's warming up in the bullpen. And we'll be ready to go here. First pitch is at 4:05, so we'll have 13 minutes before first pitch. We'll have introductions. I don't think there'll be an anthem because there was a game before us. Again, there was a rain delay yesterday, and the schedule in the Class 4A quarterfinals got messed up due to Mother Nature, and the schedule was the same as yesterday, and there was a Class 4A quarterfinal just before us as Iowa City High won, and they'll face Dowling Catholic tomorrow night here at 7:30, and you can listen to that game on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks to our friends over there, sister station with St. Gabriel Communications. You're listening to the pregame show presented by Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC and Verity Group CPA LLC. We'll also give a special shout out multiple times throughout the night to Schramm Electric, McClintock Insurance, and a Wall of Fame for helping us cover the costs for the state tournament travel and state tournament broadcasting fees for Monday night's game, tonight's game, hopefully Friday's game as well. But we're just blessed and happy to be here tonight and bring you this state semifinal broadcast here from Cedar Rapids. We'll give you the Healing lineup now, and then we'll give you both lineups after our pregame interview with 1990 grad Mark Roering. We did do this last summer, but I figured since Dowling won last night, we'll re-bring it back up, and we'll re-air that here in a few minutes. But here's the Healing lineup if you want to fill out your scorecards 10 minutes or so before first pitch. George Chabanos will be leading off and playing in left field. Julian Bleeker, who threw probably the best game of his young career on Monday night, he'll be out in right field hitting second. Like I said, Caleb Lefebvre will be pitching and hitting third. Brady Baker will be in the cleanup spot and playing center field. Sean Schaefer will take his usual spot at shortstop and hit fifth. Ethan Erickson will hit sixth and be at first base. Raiden Erickson in that seventh spot. He'll be the catcher as usual for another night. It'll be Carson Fish being in that number eight spot in the lineup and playing at second base. And rounding out the lineup is Crusaders third baseman Hunter Wahop. The Crusaders are getting their uniforms on and they're getting ready to do their pregame prayer. We'll also have a pregame prayer, and that'll come up after this interview with Dowling coach Mark Roering. We'll air that after this two-minute timeout. Abby DeMars is in our Siouxland Catholic Radio studios back at Sioux City, doing a tremendous job as always. You're listening to the Class 3A State Baseball Semifinals here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a Fourth Degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same, that's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in rural Nebraska founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. My name is Father Mark Barron. I invite you to come to our 11 a.m. Sunday morning mass to visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Back here on the Bishop Heelan pregame show here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Trane Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame. We'll have first pitch for you between the Crusaders and the Wall of Catholic Golden Eagles here in mere minutes. Obviously, you've noticed that Heelan isn't the only Catholic school playing this week in the Class 3A or 4A baseball state tournament. Dowling Catholic also fits that bill. They won last night in the Class 4A state quarterfinals and will play in the state semifinals coming up on Thursday. And they don't know their opponent yet because they're playing right before us and we're recording this this morning. So the Maroons will know their opponent while you're listening to this, but we don't know that as of right now. The Crusaders and the Maroons did play each other this regular season back on June 9th as the Crusaders beat the Maroons 6-3 in the Catholic Classic in West Des Moines. And Dowling coach Mark Roving is actually a 1990 grad of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. Last summer, I had the chance to chat with him for a few minutes and had him reflect on his time as a Crusader. I started the interview by asking him what were his fondest memories of being a Bishop Heelan student.
You know, it's just, you know, it's that formative years of your life and, you know, you're trying to figure things out. And sports were obviously a huge part of it. You know, I was fortunate enough to be on a state runner-up football team in 89. We got beat in the Dome. And then, you know, we had some really good baseball teams there. And, you know, with Coach Shanks and Coach Archer. And, you know, those memories, you know, they last forever. And obviously, you know, teachers like Coach Malsom and stuff like that who make an imprint on your life. You know, Catholic schools was great for me. And I'm glad as a teacher and a coach to be back in Catholic schools here. I just got back in 9 years ago from the public sector, and I absolutely love it.
What is it about the Catholic part of your education that built you for what you were going to do for your future?
Well, I, you know, going to Catholic schools is a unique experience. Obviously, just the community, you know, the families all pulling in the same direction. You know, the education, teachers caring, you know, the religious piece of it, the discipline. I mean, I could just go on and on, you know, I'm just a huge believer in Catholic schools and, you know, my son, I got to be, you know, have that experience here at Dowling and was fortunate enough to, you know, win two state football titles, play in the state championship game for baseball. It helps kids become contributing parts of society, you know, and hopefully good people that, you know, do the right thing. And
have you seen the new building, the new Heelan High School building?
you know, I've driven by the outside of it. My father still lives in Sioux City over there in Morningside. And so I get back, you know, 2-3 times a year. I've driven by the outside of it. I've actually never got to stop in and see the whole thing inside and out. But I'd like to here sometime.
And we'll hold you up to that. Just let us know when you would like to take a tour, and we'll be more than happy to give you an inside tour of the new Helan High School building. It's a gorgeous building, I'm sure. The Dowling building is as well. I've never been inside the Dowling building, but I'm sure it's a very gorgeous building as well. But we're proud of what we have here at Bishop Helan. Coach, thanks for the time.
No problem.
The Maroons play at 7:30 on Thursday night. My friend Joe Stacy, Kenny Roaring will have the call for the Maroons tomorrow night on iowacatholicradio.com. So make sure to check that out tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll be right back with Prayer and First Pitch right after this. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A Baseball State Semifinals here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer. Friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Helan Sports.
We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Helan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Wallet pitcher Brandon Comer is making his warm-up pitches on the mound as we're mere minutes away from first pitch here between the Golden Eagles and the Crusaders. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday afternoon. And we're starting on time. We're starting a couple minutes late, but I'd rather take 5 minutes than 3 hours that we had to wait on Monday night. So we appreciate you taking your time out on this Wednesday afternoon to check out some Bishop Helan baseball here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. We gave you the Helan lineup. Due up in the first, there'll be Chabanos, Bleeker, and Lefevre. Chabanos is actually walking to the plate right now, and we'll give you the Wallet lineup on the in the middle of the first. We'll give you the defensive alignment for the Golden Eagles. Fodi Ligopoulos is in left. Will Specht is in center. Isaac Pfeiffer is in right. Parker Stoopman is at third. J.P. Albert is at short. Alex Kerman is at short. And Spencer Comer is at first. And the first pitch of the evening is swung on a miss by Chibanos. 0-1 the count. Bode Nagelmaker is the catcher for the Golden Eagles. 0-1 the count. The second pitch from Comer is a fastball right down Broadway. 0-2 the count. Chibanos, the leadoff hitter, as the Crusaders are the visitors this afternoon. The pitch, breaking ball down in the dirt. Good take there by Chibanos. 1-2 the count. Chibanos on this season, hitting a .345. He's driven in 12. 1-2 the count. We're just getting started here from Cedar Rapids. Comer throws one high, ball two. 78 degrees, says the official score here in the city of Five Seasons. The 2-2, swung on, fly ball left field, that might find the gap, and it's going to, and that's going to go all the way to the wall, and Chibanos is fast. He's already at second, he's going to settle down there. We've got a leadoff double, and that's how this game gets started. A leadoff double by George Chibanos as he took a off-speed pitch that was pretty much right down the middle, and he tried to find that left center field gap, and he did split Ligopoulos and Specht in left and center and gets a first inning double to set the table for Bleeker. That was Chibanos' sixth double of the year. That'll bring up Bleeker, hitting .371. He's driven in 35. Comer already having to work from the stretch. He's working on this from the center of the rubber, and that ball gets away. Chibanos reads it well. The throw down to third, not in time. And that's a stolen base for Chibanos, as Nagelmaker, he caught it, but I guess it went off the top of his glove and just simply rolled away. And Chibanos read it really well. He had a really big secondary lead too, and slid into third. So a runner at third, nobody down here, top of the first for the Crusaders. Bleeker with a 1-0 count, lefty on righty. The 1-0 breaking ball, Bleeker bites at it and misses. 1-1 the count. Just a simple contact ball probably brings Chibanos in, as the Golden Eagles defense is playing way back. They'll concede the run if it's a contact hit. The pitch, low and outside. Chibanos had a huge secondary lead, and he's going to get picked off. I don't know if he misread it or just had a really aggressive secondary lead, but Nagelmaker read it right off the bat and threw down the third. Stoopman applying the tag, and there's one out. So now Comer will work from the windup. And breaking ball swung on. Assistant coach Ben Taylor gets out of the way. It's Spencer Comer, makes a great effort diving at that ball in the dugout towards the home bullpen area. And it's a foul ball. One out here, top of the first. Bleeker with a 2-2 count. Helan trying to knock off the number one seed in Class 3A. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, miss, but it gets will roll all the way to the backstop, so Bleeker will reach, even though he struck out. And now the Crusaders have their second base runner of the afternoon. That'll set the table for Lefevre, who will be the pitcher, and we'll tell you his pitching stats in between innings. The sophomore hitting .379, he's driven in 41. Lefevre hitting in the left-handed batter's box, lefty on lefty, and he takes a breaking ball on the inside third of the plate. 0-1 the count. Spencer Comer holding Bleeker on at first. Bleeker is running for himself since he's the right fielder this afternoon. Comer finds the outside corner of the plate at the knees for strike two. Bleeker with about a 6-foot primary lead over at first, not too aggressive. He actually leaned back on the pitch, and LeFevre fouls it off, and it will reach into the stands, and two of the Wright brothers are going to go for it, and Fritz Wright ends up winning that race and getting that foul ball. Comer working from the stretch, looking at directly at Bleeker in the pickoff move. Bleeker gets back safely and easily. Golden Eagles playing back. Middle infielders are playing double play depth. Outfielders are playing pretty normally as well. I would say Specht is shading towards the left a little bit. Comer wanted that pitch, but the home plate umpire called it just inside, maybe a little bit below the knees as well. 1-2 the count. One down here, top one, no score. Just getting started. And the pitch is a sweeper that tail. I beg your pardon, it's a cutter. I mean, you could call it a sweeper, too, since Comer is a lefty, but it kind of tailed away from LeFevre, and LeFevre took it for ball two. Comer looking right at Bleeker, now throws home, and LeFevre swings at it, and fades one to left center. Specht had a great jump on it, however, and Bleeker gets back safely, so F8 if you're scoring with us at home, and there's two away. That'll bring up Brady Baker, who had a big hit the other night to get the scoring started. He drove in his 37th RBI with that hit the other night, and he comes into tonight hitting .318. He'll try and drive in his fellow senior from first. He's capable of doing it, too. If he find that right center field gap, there goes Bleeker on the run. The throw down to second is going to be well in time. And, yeah, Bleeker's going to be tagged out at second. Really nice throw there by Nagelmaker. And that retires the side. So the Crusaders do get two men on, but they both get picked off in on the bases and will head to the home half of the first. No Helam without a run, and Wallet coming up to the plate. Let's take a look at the Golden Eagles lineup as they'll be facing LeFevre here tonight. Will Specht will be leading off. He's in center. Alex Kerman is the second baseman. He's hitting in this number two spot. Fogey Rigopoulos will be hitting third and playing in left. Bodie Nagelmaker, who's already made two big plays here in the top half, he's in that cleanup spot. J.P. Elbert is the shortstop and be hitting fifth. Parker Stupin being the third baseman, hitting sixth. Brandon Comer, the pitcher, hitting seventh. Carter Brandt's going to be the DH for Spencer Comer. He'll be hitting eighth. And Isaac Pfeiffer rounding out that lineup and playing in right. The defensive lineup for the Crusaders looks like this. Chibanos in left, Baker in center, Bleeker in right. Left to right on your infield, Wahab, Schaefer, Fitch, and Erickson. And Raiden Erickson behind the plate. It will be LeFevre pitching here in the state semifinal. The sophomore making his 10th start of the season. He's 6-1 on the season. He's got 55 pitches under his belt. He's got a 1.65 ERA. He struck out 69, and he's walked 16. Opponents are hitting 158 against LeFevre. By the way, opponents are hitting the overall Crusaders pitching staff at a 153 clip, and the Crusaders have an overall ERA of 1.89. I don't know if Coach Osborne has put in his stats from the other night, but if he hasn't, Bleeker did surpass the 1,000 pitch mark Monday night. GoBound says 920, and I kind of believe that with the amount of pitches Bleeker threw on Monday night, and he's thrown a couple of complete games, so I believe that is the correct number. So it'll be Specht, Kerman, and Rigopoulos here for the Golden Eagles. And LeFevre's first pitch is outside. 1-0 the count. LeFevre, a righty, working from the windup and kind of favoring the third base side of the rubber a little bit. The pitch swung on, fouled off. It'll go off the awning and roll and bounce off into the front row on the first base side. 1-1 the count. And LeFevre tries to paint the outside corner, but misses. 2-1 the count. Wahab's playing even with the baseline. All the other three infielders playing normally. The 2-1 is called a strike on the inside corner at the letters. 2-2 the count. All three outfielders are playing pretty much normally, too. I would say Chabanos is playing maybe an extra step in, but everybody else is doing all right as Lefebvre tried to get a backdoor curve on the outside corner, but didn't snap well enough. Ball three. The 3-2. Fastball swung on, and that's going to land foul off to our left, off of the roof of the patio to our left, and a couple young Crusader fans going to go chase after that. We're in the home broadcast booth here this afternoon. That one's swung on, fouled off. And the count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count. Lefebvre trying to get the leadoff man retired. And breaking ball low and inside. Specht takes it. And the Golden Eagles lead things off with a walk. It's a close pitch there taken, but Specht had a good eye there and took it inside. Here's Kerman. Kerman, a senior, hitting an even 300 coming into this afternoon. Lefebvre already in the stretch pickoff attempt. Erickson tried to apply the quick tag, but Specht made it back in time. One on, nobody out here, bottom one. No score between the Golden Eagles and the Crusaders. Breaking ball, low and inside. It's not a bad idea by Lefebvre trying to find that low and inside corner. It's just he's got to try and find the right spot to get the call. And those pitches have been close. Lefebvre tries to pick off again, and he throws it away. It rolls towards the bullpen, and Spector's already rounding for third. Bleeker's got the ball. He throws it to Schaefer on the cutoff. And Specht advances on the error by Lefebvre. And there was a runner at third with nobody out, just like the Crusaders had in the top half. And Raiden's going to go talk to Lefebvre, probably just to calm him down. I don't fault Lefebvre for being a little antsy and nervous, being a sophomore pitching in a state semifinal. I would be too. I'm sure Coach Andy Osborne had a quick message for Lefebvre through Erickson, through the walkie-talkie system that the Crusaders use. Want to know the count here. The corner infielders are playing in. It's Lefebvre misses the zone up high. 2-0 the count. Waha playing even with the bag at third. Erickson's playing pretty much even with the baseline. Both middle infielders are kind of playing double play death as Lefebvre finds the strike zone. 2-1 the count. All three outfielders are playing a couple extra steps in, too. Case of a sack fly situation. The 2-1. Breaking ball swung on. Fly ball left field. Schaefer goes out. Chabanos calls him off. He'll make the catch about 25 feet out off the lip of the grass. And they'll hold Specht at third. So a useful fly out there for the first out. Here's Rigopoulos. The junior hitting 320. It's driven in 30. Rigopoulos. Fody Rigopoulos. I was talking to the Dubuque radio guys. I guess his family owns a nice steakhouse in Galena, Illinois. The pitch swung on, fouled off to our right. Oh, and won the count. Couple of the Dubuque media guys coming in the booth saying hello. Appreciated that, including Dubuque sports editor Jim Leitner. Got a great paper over there. The 0-1 sweeper, and the umpire says that missed high for ball one. Rigopoulos doesn't look that tall, maybe 5'8", 5'9". Shouldn't say anything, I'm 5'8", 5'9". The 1-1 breaking ball. And that's going to wind up foul as Wahab fields it just in front of the third base bag. And Specht really didn't go on contact there. He was just waiting to see what was going to happen, if the umpire was going to call that fair or foul. And Wahab had to make a decision whether to throw home, hold it, or try and get Specht out. Specht was about 20 feet off the line when Wahab fielded that. 1-2 the count. And nice stop by Raiden as that sweeper was in the dirt in the other batter's box, and Erickson got out of his crouch to block it. 2-2 the count. LeFevre getting the signal. Sets at the belt. Winds, deals, throws. Fastball a little bit inside, and the count goes full again for the second time in the inning. Runner at third, one down here. Nothing score between the Golden Eagles and the Crusaders. And the 3-2 swung on, fly ball, center field. That's probably going to be deep enough to score a speck, unless a Baker winds and deals and throws. The throw was about a step and a half late, so speck scores, sack fly for Rigopoulos, and it's 1-0 Waller. Just a nice piece of hitting by Rigopoulos. He didn't try to do too much with it, just sent it to the center. And Baker tried to do the best he could, trying to get the cutoff to Schaefer, and Schaefer threw home. And it was a well-executed cutoff throw, just a little bit late. Here's Nagelmaker. And LeFevre tries to find that outside corner again and misses for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Fastball a little high and outside for ball two. Kind of a tight strike zone starting out here. The 2-0. Hard grounder. Erickson fields it cleanly. He'll run towards the bag, step on it, and the side is retired. But the Golden Eagles do strike first, and they lead 1-0 through one. We'll be back with the second inning after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Class 3A State Baseball Semifinals here on Suitland Catholic Radio, presented by Tram Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virginie. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
Due up for the Crusaders here in the second, it'll be Baker, Schaefer, and Ethan Erickson as the Crusaders find themselves down 1-0 here in the second. Zach James with you here from Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Abby DeMar is in our Sioux City, Siouxland Catholic Radio studios as we bring you this special presentation of the Class 3A baseball semifinals. So Baker will step up to the plate again, as he was up in the first, but the Golden Eagles got Bleeker out on the bases on a stolen base attempt, so Baker will try it again. He's hitting .318, a fresh count, and Comer gets him going with a strike on the inside corner just above the knees, 0-1 the count. Baker swings and misses at that offering. He might have gotten just a little piece of it. 0-2 the count. Golden Eagles lead 1-0 here in the second. Comer working from the windup. Wine steals and throws, and it gives Baker a breaking ball that he swings and misses at for out number one. Here's Schaefer, the senior, hitting .256, but he's got an on base of .406. I was going to say .456, which it was that high, but it's .406 as Schaefer takes a ball outside, 1-0. Schaefer's forced 26 walks. That's why his OBP is so high. The 1-0 takes a strike. He sees a fastball that catches the outer third of the plate. 1-1 the count. Nothing wrong with that. Now you see it, now you hit it. Breaking ball that just misses a little bit high. Good take there by Schaefer. 1-1 the count. 2-1 the count, I beg your pardon. Comer working from the windup. Now throws another off-speed pitch, and the umpire said Schaefer couldn't hold his check swing, and that's strike two. Schaefer readjusting his batting gloves, giving himself an extra minute to choke up on the bat and focus on getting on with two strikes. The 2-2 nearly hits him for ball three. Crusader's doing a nice job of forcing some full counts as well. Here is that 3-2. Fastball swung on a miss for strike three, and that's the second straight strikeout for Comer. That'll bring up Ethan Erickson. The Heelan Jr. bringing in 37 RBI. He's got 9 homers, hitting .283. He's going to have to drive one out here, especially with the wind blowing in from dead center. And the first pitch he sees is a breaking ball down in the dirt for ball one. 1-0 Golden Eagles here in the second. Two outs. The 1-0. Breaking ball swung on. Erickson gets a piece of it, gets under it, and fouls one off. Not far off of my reach. And a nice catch made by a Wallet fan. Lefty on righty, the 1-1. Line drive right field, but it's going to land right in Pfeiffer's glove for the third out. So 3-up, 3-down for the Crusaders as the Golden Eagles come back to bat, as the Golden Eagles are 34-9 coming into this game. So they've had a nice season as well. We'd like to thank a few of our sponsors here who have helped us out throughout the summer and school year here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, including Action Coach at Cell Edge, Bargain Center, Berkeley Asphalt, Butch Dry Cleaners, Catholic Charities, Central Bank in Sioux City and Storm Lake, Fibercom, Folk Brothers, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Lightform, Mill, Cheryl Hammer Pitts, Prime Bank, Security National Bank, St. Augustine Indian Mission, and Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance Agents. Thank you all so much for your support of Crusader Athletics here on Siouxland Catholic Radio throughout the year, throughout football, basketball, and baseball. Many state tournaments that we've carried here on the year. Football, the two state semifinal games, the playoff games leading up to that in Clear Lake and Sioux Center, and then the basketball girls' basketball run that they went on, the boys' basketball run, the sub-state final against MOC Floyd Valley. And, of course, this baseball run here that we've gone on all summer. Appreciate all of you for listening throughout the summer. And there will be more time for sentiments, hopefully, after Friday's game. But if it does come down to that tonight, we'll have some parting thoughts for you at the end of this contest. It'll be Albert Stoopman and Brandon Comer due up for the Golden Eagles. And Albert swings at that first one and fouls it off. Well off to the right. 0-1 the count. And Stoopman takes a ball outside. Albert, I beg your pardon, takes a ball outside. He's only a freshman hitting .361. And there's a line drive, but that's going to tail foul. Into the bleachers. 1-2 the count. Freshman starting on a Class 3A roster. Pretty impressive. The favor of sophomore Wine steals and throws a breaking ball down in the dirt. Erickson catches it for the first out of the inning. So that's the first strikeout for LeFevre. He's probably well pleased about that. And here's Stepman. Favors first pitch to him is a sweeper right down the middle. 0-1 the count. Stepman on the season hitting .340. He's driven in 14. The 0-1. sweeper. That tells just a little bit outside. 1-1 the count. But favors 1-1, working from the windup. Swing and a miss, strike two. Everyone playing back. Wahab, who has played even with the baseline, now plays about three steps behind the baseline. The 1-2. Breaking ball swung on, and that's going to be fouled off towards Wallet coach Corey Titcher. Wearing a black short sleeve hoodie. Crusaders coaching staff, just like they did the other night, wearing their white pullovers with the 75th anniversary logo on one sleeve and the shield on the other. 2-2 the count as Lefebvre goes high and inside to step in there. And Lefebvre goes back outside on that one. And the count goes 4-3-2. The 3-2. Fastball swung on. Hard line drive. That tail is foul and it goes into the grassy area. The 3-2. Fastball swung on and missed. That's another strikeout. The second for Lefebvre. There's two down here in the second. Golden Eagles lead 1-0. If either Crusaders can hold Waller to that one run and score sooner rather than later. Coach Ben Taylor instructing the infield what to do here as Lefebvre throws Comer a ball up high, 1-0. The 1-0 is Lefebvre went right back to the upper part of the zone and Comer swung and missed at that one. Evens the count, 1-1. The 1-1. Comer swung around, squares around a bunt, and he bunts it straight foul towards the umpire's door. 1-2 the count. Trying to catch the Crusaders off guard there, but out of the corner of my eye, I saw Wahab charging in. The 1-2. Fastball a little bit high, 2-2. The Crusaders in their blue solid tops, gray bottoms, the 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and I haven't had to say this too many times this season, but I'm happy to say it. Lefebvre strikes out the side. We're through two. Wallet one, healing nothing. We'll come back with the third right after the 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A State Baseball Semifinals here on Sioux Bend Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
At Sterling, our vision extends beyond the realms of traditional technology. Sterling embodies innovation coupled with empathy. We're not just developing technology, we're weaving a connected future. Our mission is to build partnerships that transcend industry boundaries, driving process and discovery. Join us on a journey of collaboration, innovation, and transformation, where Sterling is more than just a technological provider. Sterling, your transformational partner.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Due up for the Crusaders here in the third, it'll be Erickson, Fitch, and Wahab trying to get something going here, down 1-0 in the third. Zach James with you here from Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Thank you so much for listening to us here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, whether you're listening on KFHC 88.1 or on the Sioux Lane Catholic Radio app, or just simply online at SiouxLaneCatholicRadio.com. Here's Raiden Erickson coming up to the plate. Lefty gone righty, and the first pitch he sees in the state semifinals is a ball low and inside, 1-0. Raiden hitting 284. Fastball swung on, high pop-up right center field. Specht had a beat on it, but Pfeiffer calls him off, makes a catch for the first out of the third. That'll bring up Carson Fitch, the junior, hitting 241. He's driven in five, but all five RBI have been huge. I believe two of them came early in the season in the doubleheader against North, and he'll line one to left. And he's got the first hit since Chabanos' leadoff double in the first. Nice piece of hitting there by Carson Fitch. As he did not wait on that comer offering, as it was pretty much right where Chabanos hit that double as well. And that'll set the table for Wahab, hitting 321. He's driven in 19. He's got 42 hits. All but four of them are singles. Fitch not with a too aggressive of a lead over at first, as Wahab takes a strike on the inner third of the plate for strike one. Comer looking right at Fitch. Now goes home with it and throws a breaking ball. And Wahab's going to find the left center gap. And Fitch is off to the races. Fitch might score on this. He's being waved around home. The throw is coming into the infield. They'll eat the throw. RBI double for Hunter Wahab. And this ball game is tied. Wahab sent it to the exact same spot where Chabanos hit his leadoff double. And Fitch read it really well, as the ball was pretty much right in front of him. And he did not stop. He had a great jump on that batted ball. And he scored without contest. 1-1. Second double of the afternoon for the Satyrs. Here's Chabanos as he'll square around the bunt. That ball gets away. Wahab reads it cleanly. He'll advance to third on the wild pitch. Want to know the count here? One down, top of the third. Crusaders 1, Golden Eagles 1. Corner infielders are in for Wallert. Chabanos will not square around a bunt. Instead, he'll see a breaking ball that catches the inner third of the plate for strike one. Chabanos got things started with a leadoff double to left center towards the 378 mark here at the ballpark. The 1-1, well inside. Probably a nice stop there by Nagelmaker. I couldn't tell how far in the dirt it was, but it looked low. Comer winds and deals, and Chabano swings and misses at that off-speed offering. Even the count, two balls and two strikes. Wahab drew runner at third with one out. Bleeker on deck. Now Kerman comes in from second, the 2-2, low and inside, count goes full. Three of the four Wallet infielders were playing fairly in, I wouldn't say in on the grass. Kerman is, Spencer Comer is, Stepman kind of is, and Albert's playing normal depth. Chabano swings, fly ball, left center, Specht has a beat on it, he's going to make the catch, Wahab's going to run in. And the throw is cut off, not in time. So a successful sack fly for Chabanos. And the Crusaders take a 2-1 lead. Situational execution being on display by these Crusaders. That'll clear the table for Bleeker, who reached on a drop third strike and tried to steal second, but was caught stealing. So Bleeker will come up and try and reach for a second time. And he golfs one to left center. But Specht was playing way back. So he'll cut that batted ball off. And that's a single for Bleeker. And he'll keep the train moving for Lefevre. Third hit of the inning for the Crusaders. And Lefevre will try and help his own contest here with two outs. Bleeker not taking a very aggressive lead over at first as Comer throws a cutter on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Every single Crusader up on the railing. The 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside. 1-1. The 1-1. Breaking ball swung on. Fouled off to our left, where a couple of the Heelan students are congregating, and a nice catch made there. I believe that was Isaiah Wright who made that catch. Luckily, this isn't banana ball. That would have been an out. I don't think any of the Heelan kids would let that fall into their gloves if it were a banana ball. The 1-2. Fastball outside. Ball 2. 2-1 Crusaders here in the third. Both runs scored this half inning. Comer looking at the runner and now throws a cutter just off the outside corner for ball 3. Bleeker still not taking a big lead over at first. But he will go here on a full count and a payoff pitch coming. Instead, he'll fall back to first as Comer knows that. And will throw over to first. He knows that Bleeker's going to go here on the pitch once he commits home. And there goes Bleeker. There goes the pitch. And there's a fly ball to left. But Rick Apollos is right on it. He'll make the catch for the out. But the Crusaders, with 3 hits, they get 2 runs out of it. And now they flip the scoreboard over and now lead 2-1 heading into the home half of the third inning. Calling all men, you're invited to the 2024 State Knights of Columbus golf event coming up this Saturday at Whispering Creek Golf Course in Sioux City, and it looks like the weather is going to be good for that. Lunch will be served at 11:30, and then a shotgun start at noon. It's $100 a person, and it includes 18 holes and a lunch. Reserve your spot, send your form and payment today. The tournament is open to all men of the parish, and you don't need to be a member of the Knights of Columbus to golf. Call 712-253-8728. Again, 712-253-8728 to reserve your spot in that tournament on Saturday. We'd also like to thank Christina Martinez, Christy Smith Funeral Homes, CNOS, and Dr. Ryan Meese, Culligan, and Cybercloak Tech LLC for your support of Crusader Athletics here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. Due up for the Golden Eagles here in the third. It'll be Brant, Pfeiffer, and Specht here in the home half of the third. The Crusaders lead 2-1 after scoring a pair of runs in that third inning. I knew the Crusaders were going to answer early, and they surely did there. This team just not going to go away quietly. And they do not care that Wallet is ranked, is seated first in this tournament. Brant bunts one, but Lefebvre reads it well and will flip over to Erickson. 1-3 on the putout if you're scoring with us at home for the first out of the third. That'll bring up Pfeiffer in that number 9 spot, and he's the right fielder. Pfeiffer, a senior. Oh, here's Joe Hinker pinch hitting already. Write that down in our scorecard. So Pfeiffer's not even going to get a chance to hit in the third. It'll be Hinker. I'm guessing Pfeiffer will just re-enter. Hinker, a junior, hitting 289 with 20 driven in. He started 36 of the 43 games so far for the Golden Eagles, and he grounds one to Fitch. He fields it cleanly. Throw over to second is in time. So 2 pitches, 2 outs for Lefebvre. Two quick ones, and that'll flip the top of the order back up to Specht. He started off the first inning by walking and then advanced to third on an error made by Lefebvre and later scored the pitch. Fastball just a little bit outside, 1-0 the count. Crusaders leading 2-1 here in the third as the train goes by. past the right field fence. The 1-0 swung on, fouled off back towards the parking lot. 1-1 the count. Brand new outfield fence, most of it is, I think, because right field and center field, for that matter, got pretty banged up during the derecho a few years ago. The 1-1. Line it right back up the middle over to center, and that'll be a two-out hit for the Golden Eagles. And they have a new batter's eye. A lot of new things here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in the last couple years because of the this is a minor league baseball field, and they have to make Major League Baseball ramifications. And they have a brand new batting cage building on site, but not attached to the building, and now they have a new batter's eye and a new scoreboard as well. I remember that scoreboard being here last time I was here. Not Monday, but I think last time I was here, it's the 2019 playoffs, I think. 2018 playoffs. The first pitch from LeFevre is a sweeper that tails a little bit low for ball one. Herman's up. He flew out to Chabanos in the first. Herman taking a deep breath from that left-handed batter's box. LeFevre looks over his shoulder. The runner goes. It's a swing and a miss. The throw is a decent one, but Specht gets under the tag of Schaefer, and that's a stolen base. Raiden's throw was a little bit on the third base side of the bag, but nothing that Schaefer couldn't handle. And he spun around to try and make the tag, and Specht was just right there, just ahead of Schaefer's tag. So a runner at second, two down here, bottom third. Crusaders lead 2-1. The 1-1. Now everyone regroups and resets. Wahab, even with the bag at third, everybody else playing normal with two outs. The 1-1 swung on, grounder, three hopper to Ethan. He feels it cleanly. He'll step on the bag himself to retire the side. So three up, not a three up, three down situation, but the Crusaders get out of a jam, and LeFevre high fives his teammates as he re-enters the dugout to end the third. We're through three. Bishop Heelan 2, Dubuque Wallet Catholic 1. We're through three. We'll come back with the fourth right after this. You are listening to the 2024 Class 3A State Baseball Semifinals here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Lightform Technologies originated in Sioux Lane in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope, perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Sioux Lane Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part. Strive to do the right thing. Dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Bree Baker leaves off the fourth by fouling that first offering off for strike one. Hinker stays in the game for the Golden Eagles. He'll play second. And the pitch is outside for a strike for strike two. Baker back in the second, struck out. The 0-2. Comer throws a breaking ball well outside for ball one. Alex Kerman moves to right field as well. The 1-2. Fastball high and outside for ball two. Schaefer on deck. The 2-2 to Baker swung on a miss for strike three to start off the fourth. And that will bring up Schaefer, who also struck out in the second inning. The other 3A semifinal follows this game between Marion and North Polk. And Comer throws a cutter outside, 1-0. Most of the Marion players were sitting right behind the plate. Now they've gone back into the tunnel to get ready for their game. Comer throws a breaking ball right down the middle, 1-1 the count. I don't think Schaefer wanted that pitch. He'll see something better. The 1-1, and he does, and that was a foul ball straight back towards me. No fall in the stands. 1-2 the count. Comer winds and deals, and Schaefer squares around a bunt. And that's going to roll foul, and he'll be ruled out on the strikeout. Don't mind the idea. Trying to get on any way you can. But yeah, square that out, make sure it's in fair territory. And Schaefer is a really nice bunter. Just didn't work out that time. Here's Ethan Erickson. He flew out to right last time up. As the outfielders are shifting, all three outfielders are shifting to the left. And Ethan takes a ball down in the dirt, 1-0. Heelan coming in with a 33-10 record, their 20th state tournament appearance in school history. The 1-0 swung on a miss for strike one. It's the Crusaders' first time at state since 2019, and obviously first time in Cedar Rapids. It's everybody's first time in Cedar Rapids. The 1-1 swung on, and that's going to be foul off the bleachers, and that'll be strike two. Class 3A and 4A state tournament here in Cedar Rapids. The Class 1A and 2A state tournament is in Carroll, and obviously it's state softball week as well. That's going on in Fort Dodge. Then it's dead week next week for all Iowa student athletes. The 1-2 swung on, fouled straight back, and we'll do it again. I walked into the Org Gorman Fieldhouse this morning and saw volleyball practice going on, and it's about that time for fall season. The 1-2. Swung on a miss in the dirt. Ethan's going to try and beat the throw from Nagelmaker. The throw is in time for the out. And that retires the side. So, Comer does strike out the side of the Crusaders. And we're through 3.5 with the Crusaders leading 2-1. Another event that's right around the corner for Bishop Heelan is the Hall of Pride ceremony. That'll be September 21st, I believe 7 p.m. at the Sioux City Convention Center downtown. Well, they'll induct 5 new inductees. Tickets will be on sale soon, and you can go to bishophealing.org once those tickets open up and purchase your tickets for that event. If I can find my live read sheet, I can tell you who they are. There will be Mike Lemon, class of 1970, Chad Hine, class of 1995, Andy Kruger, class of 1995, Brendan Kugel, class of 2009, and Jordan Johnsman Sitzman in 2010. So make sure you check out the Hall of Pride ceremony. They will be also be introduced the night before at the football game on September 20th, and make sure you give them their just due. They'll be the third class inducted into the Hall of Pride in late September, and that'll make 21 Hall of Pride inductees, if memory serves me right, because 10 the first year, 6 last year, and now the 5 this year, and I think that's kind of the number the Hall of Pride committee wants to stay on, but for the next foreseeable future, is 5 or 6 inductees a year. And there is a form on bishophealing.org. If you go to the Hall of Pride page, there is a nomination form where you can nominate your favorite Crusaders and to see if they can get into the Hall of Pride. And the Hall of Fame committee sees those, and they'll evaluate those probably starting in the fall once we get the 5 inducted into this year's class. The bottom of the 4th starts with a swing and a miss from Rigopoulos for strike 1. Crusaders lead 2-1 in the state semifinal in the 4th. Fastball right down the middle from Lefevre, 0-2 the count. Lefevre started the inning at 46 pitches. The 0-2. Sweeper is hit to Schaefer. He feels it cleanly. The throw is in time. Ethan had to stretch a little extra to make sure that throw beat Rigopoulos, and it did for the first out of the 4th. That'll bring up Nagelmaker. Nagelmaker grounded out right to Erickson to start off to end the first. And he lines one to center, but it's right at Baker. He'll make the catch for the second out. Kind of tailed a little bit, but Baker read it well. He didn't have to move very much, maybe 5 feet in front of him, and make the catch for the second out. Here's Albert. And now Coach Tischer wants an offensive conference with Albert. The shortstop last time out, he struck out to lead off the second. And that was the inning where Lefevre struck out the side. That offensive conference, a brief one, albeit, is over. And now everybody's ready to resume. And Lefevre throws him a breaking ball high and inside, 1-0. Lefevre shaking his pitching arm a little bit after that one, realizing he had missed his target, and throws a little bit outside there for ball 2. The 2-0. Fastball swung on right to Lefevre, and he does catch it on the hop. Throw over to first is in time, and the side is retired. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Crusaders, and they maintain their 2-1 lead. Through 4 innings, we head to the 5th. The Crusaders lead 2-1. You're listening to the 2024 Class 3A State Semifinals here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Wall of Fame, McClintock Insurance, and Schramm Electric.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Sioux Lane Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Sioux Lane families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Sioux Land Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Raiden swings and misses at that first offering of the 4th, and the 0-1 is swung on a miss as well, 0-2 the count. It'll be Erickson, Fitch, and Wahab due up here in the 5th. For the Crusaders, who lead 2-1 in the state semifinal. Comer working from the windup, winds and deals, and throws a fastball that Erickson has to get out of the way of for ball 1. Raiden, his first time up, flew out to start the second. And hits that one to third. Fielded cleanly by the third baseman. And the throw goes way high. And it will roll to the bullpen area. Raiden slides into second safely. So we'll give him a hit on the batted ball in the air to the third baseman on that. And he is at second. And it will be Drew Ewell coming in to be the courtesy runner. That'll bring up Fitch, who had a single that started the rally off in the third. He did so on the first pitch, too. Comer looking back at Ewell. Took an extra second, now throws home to Fitch, and he bunts, and it's a beautiful one down the third base line. And Fitch may reach safely on this one, and he will. The ball goes in the dirt. So Ewell to second. Fitch will, I think the official score should give him a hit on that. We'll see what the official score does on that. And they will give, I think, a hit on that. Let you know. But Ewell does advance the third on the play. Regardless, that sets the table for Waha. 2-1 Crusaders here in the fifth. And Fitch does not get credited with it here. We'll get credited with the fielder's choice on that. Kind of just, I think, should get credited with the hit on that. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. I mean, Stutman did commit to first right away. But he does get credited with the sacrifice, though. The 1-0. Stopped Hitley ground ball to Stutman. He'll throw home, but he throws it away. Ewell has to touch home. He does. Fitch advances to third on the play. It's 3-1 Crusaders. It wasn't really a good hit ball, but Stutman committed to right away. And in fairness, Ewell committed home on running. And Ewell slid in safely. The throw was a little bit wider than Nagelmaker, but I think Nagelmaker, if he moves one step to his right, could have made that play. But Ewell scores. Fitch to third. Wahab to first. And now we have a meeting from Coach Titcher on the pitcher's mound with all the infielders probably saying, hey, just calm down. And an error was charged on that to Stutman. So Stutman's second error of the inning. 3-1 Crusaders. Scoring 2 in the third and 1 in the fifth. While we have extra second here, I'd like to thank Greenville Pharmacy, Great Family Eye Care, Home and Lawn Care, Spitz and Siouxland, and Jimmy Johns for your support of Crusader Athletics here on Siouxland Athletic Radio. We're in the 3-1 Crusaders. If you're just joining us, getting home from work or what have you. Zach James side with you here. Bobby DeMars in our Grand Catholic Radio Studios and Tony Michaels again on assignment. Here's Chabanos. And he takes a ball down low from Comer. 1-0 the count. Comer at 68 pitches. So the Crusaders racking up his pitch count. Wahab with a huge lead over at first and now hustles back to reach back safely. Comer back at second, but no at second. I don't know if he just uses periphery on that one. Now he'll throw back towards Wahab's way. Three to one Crusaders. Runners at the corners here. Nobody out. And the pitch. Batted ball. Making the catcher's rig a pause. Fitch thought about running. Now he has to get back to third. And he's going to be tagged out. So Fitch thought of challenging Rigopoulos at first, got back tag, got off again, and then had it back, and got tagged out. My goodness. Just an unfortunate turn of event. Here's Bleeker up at plate. Two here. Unconventional duck play. So, 7 there, and I'm just going to write it as a double play there. F7, 5. I'll just cross Fitch's base path off on my scorecard. And Bleeker lines one to right, but it's going to roll foul. There is activity in the Golden Eagles bullpen. Waha pitching well enough that Coach Ott does not need to warm anybody up yet. Not Bleeker with an 0-1 count. Fastball low and inside. Nice. Bleeker thought that hit him. Takes ball one. And it's 1-1 the count. I couldn't tell from up here. Bleeker's pointing at his foot towards Osborne, saying, yeah, that hit me, but whatever. He wants to get on with the hit anyway. Pickoff attempt, none doing. And they say they picked off Wahab at first. I don't know if Wahab was on the orange part of the bag or just didn't get back in time, but the umpire did say, yeah, you're out. You're out the bag, and that retires the side. My goodness. Base running not being the Crusaders' friend here this afternoon, but the Crusaders do head to the home half of the fifth, leading 3-1. Listen anywhere and everywhere on air at 88.1 FM, online at SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com, and click on Listen Live on the Sioux Lane Catholic Radio and TuneIn apps, and you can also tell Alexa to find KFHC. These options are made possible by your support of our pledge drives. Crusaders lead 3-1 here at Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids. If they win, the Crusaders are in the championship game and will go for their third championship in program history. So hopefully the Crusaders can hold this lead, and we'll all come back Friday for that big championship game if it holds true. Due up for the Golden Eagles, it'll be Stepman, Comer, and Brandt. As Lefebvre is finishing his warm-up tosses. As he just threw his last warm-up toss. I didn't look down at the dugout to see if there was any conversation between Wahab and Osborne, just asking what happened, basically. But, you live and you learn. Stepman, I don't know if I said the right order a few seconds ago. It's Stepman, Comer, and Brandt. I don't know if I did. I believe I did. Just wanted to make sure I did. And Stepman fouls one off. Owen won the count. Lefebvre working from the windup, and now Stepman calls time. And that one's a bunt to the left-hand side, but Lefebvre adjusts well and gets the runner. Lefebvre saw the bunt right away, and it was just a nicely fielded ball, and he had to go to our left. And Wahab had made a nice play on it too, but Lefebvre quickly got there and fielded the ball cleanly. Here's Comer. He struck out to end the second. Lefebvre winds and deals, and it's a fastball called a strike at the letters. Owen won the count. The 0-1. Fastball, again called a strike. Strike two. That one fouled off in the grassy area. And more Heelan students are going to go retrieve that. Good turnout here by Heelan in this state semifinal. LeFay were trying to backdoor cutter there. It was a really, really nice pitch. It was just about a half a baseball outside. 1-2 the count. LeFay goes back to the sweeper and tries to jam Cummer on that one. But Cummer got it basically off the knob of the bat. 1-2 the count. And the pitch swung on, fouled off towards the Heelan dugout. The count stays at 1-2. Ethan Erickson usually likes to go get those foul balls, but he can't because he's out in the field. And that's a line drive to right, and that falls between Fitch and Bleeker. So Cummer is on with a one-out single. I'm sure he's going to get a courtesy runner. So breeze is picking up a little bit in from center. You can probably hear it in my mic. That breeze feels good, though. Not going to lie. Courtesy runner will be Landon Bethard's. Oh, I'm in Pella's roster. Brevin Hawkinson will be the courtesy runner. And that'll bring up Spencer Cummer to the plate. Cummer was being DH4, and now he will represent himself the rest of the afternoon. And the pitch to Cummer is a ball just a little bit low, but Raiden credits, gives Erickson LeFever a wave of the hand saying, hey, good pitch. Want to know the count. Hawkinson with about an 8-foot lead over at first. LeFever tried to paint that outside corner, but just a bit outside. 2-0 the count. Middle infielder is playing double play depth. Corner infielder is playing in. The 2-0. Pretty much right down the middle of 2-1 the count. All three outfielders playing straight up. Chibano's playing in maybe an extra step. He's quick enough he can get back. Pickoff attempt. And Hawkinson got back well in time. Two and one the count. Hawkinson, I thought he was going to run on that. There's a ground ball to Fitch. He'll flip the first for one. The first, in time, double play. 4-6-3. And the Crusaders escape a jam again. That was a hard line, hard ground ball, I beg your pardon. Basically behind the second base bag. Fitch fielded it cleanly. Flipped to Schaefer. Schaefer threw it over to Erickson for the out. So good defense there by the Crusaders, keeping the Golden Eagles at bay. We're through 5. Crusaders 3, Golden Eagles 1. We'll come back with the 6 right after this. You're listening to the Class 3A Baseball State Semifinals here on SiouxLink Catholic Radio, presented by McClintock Insurance, Wall of Fame, and Schramm Electric.
We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Kelly Eckhoff with Christy Smith Funeral Homes, proudly serving the Siouxland area for over 100 years. For all the families in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota that we've been privileged to serve, thank you. For all the others that would like to understand the importance of pre-planning your services at this time, looking at the choices you can make and financial options that are available, you can give me a call at 712-276-7319 so your family doesn't have to do it later. Our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all your needs. Thank you.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Bleeker takes ball one, limited inside to start off his sixth inning here as the Crusaders lead 3-1 in this Class 3A state semifinal. And that one does hit Bleeker. And he leads off the sixth with a hit by pitch. He thought he got hit by a pitch in the fifth. And now he really does get hit with a pitch here in the sixth. That'll bring up LeFevre, who is pitching really, really well. Gonna check his pitch count real quick. He's at 66 pitches through five. Camaro having to work from the stretch again and throws a get me over for a strike, only one the count. And LeFevre definitely did not want anything to do with that one. Camaro attempts a pickoff move on Bleeker, but Bleeker didn't have a big lead whatsoever, so he was able to get back very, very quickly. Only one the count here. Crusaders lead 3-1. The pitch. Fastball, and Nagelmaker's going to try and pick off Bleeker, but Bleeker was back at first even before Nagelmaker made the throw. LeFevre last time up struck out. So he's taking his first hit. And he throws, and Cummer throws a cutter outside that Nagelmaker knocks down in the dirt for ball two. Bleeker was caught stealing in the first, so I don't know if he'll try to go again or if Coach Osborne calls a hit and run here. And LeFevre grounds one down the first base line. That's a fair ball. Throw over to second's not in time. And the home plate umpire is going to call that foul, and that's probably going to end up being a good thing because that ball was right to Cummer at first. And Cummer, I think he did step on the bag. The throw was not in time. Bleeker made it back well in time under the tag. But LeFevre would have been out at first, so he'll trade a strike for an out. 2-2 the count here. Nobody out. Top six, Crusaders. Up 3-1. And have another pickoff attempt. I don't know what Cummer's looking at with Bleeker. They've already picked him off once. Unless if the Golden Eagles are anticipating the Crusaders putting on a hit and run here, which they very well could. They're not here. LeFevre lifts one to center. Specht running in. Makes the catch. And that's the first out. Then I bring a Baker. And just like Monday night, Pella's leaving that right center field gap wide open. And, high school teams are going to leave that right center field gap wide open unless if a player like Specht basically stands in front of the 403 mark, then you're saying, okay, here's the left center field gap, and the left center field dimension is 407, while right center is 403. Nagelmaker tries to pick off Bleeker again on the pitch. And Bleeker got back well in time. Baker swung and missed through that pitch. 0-1 the count. A sweeper that tails that Baker will foul off to the right. And it will basically fall into the Waller dugout for strike two. Cummer looking back towards who I assume is his brother. Bleeker's going to try and steal here. And the slide is not in time as Nagelmaker picks him off again. And that's the second out of the inning. Bleeker had a decent jump, but I think the dirt slowed him down on the slide is what I'm assuming. And I'll give credit to Albert there. He made a really nice tag on the play. But there's now two outs. Baker takes that pitch down in the dirt to even the count, two balls and two strikes. We're in the sixth. Crusaders 3, Golden Eagles 1. Winners of the state championship game on Friday. That'll be at 5 o'clock as well. The 2-2. And Cummer misses well outside for ball 3. Baker, his last time up, he's 0-2 with two strikeouts. The 3-2 breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three, and that retires the side. So the Crusaders do get a runaround with Bleeker being hit by a pitch to lead off the inning, but the Golden Eagles get out of it with picking Bleeker off the bases on a con, stealing a flyout and a strikeout. We'd like to thank Lalu Fixtures, Matter Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Mollett Industrial Group, New Crib Inspection, People's Bank in Sioux City, Physical Therapy Specialists, and Quinnipiac Trinity Heights for your support of Crusader Athletics. Tickets are on sale now for dinner with EWTN's general manager and host of Wemna Grace, Jack and John at Williams on Tuesday, September 17th at the Country Event Celebration Center. Call Al and Lisa today at 712-224-5342 or visit SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com to purchase your tickets. That's coming up soon on September 17th with a couple of prominent figures on EWTN, so make sure to check that out at Country Event Celebration Center on the north side in Sioux City. Due up for the Golden Eagles here in the sixth, it'll be Hinker, Specht, and Kerman. Forgot to write down the double play to end the sixth. Now we're good to go there. Here's Hinker, who grounded out to Fitch in the third. Heelan's crowd getting a little bit loud here as they're six outs away from a state title. And LeFevre hits Hinker on the first pitch. And now Wallet's crowd gets a little bit loud. No activity in the Heelan bullpen. And LeFevre just threw his 67th pitch of the night. So pitch count's not an issue. Just another opportunity for another leadoff opportunity for the Golden Eagles. Both corner infielders are in. Erickson's holding Hinker on. There's a ground ball to first. Erickson's going to throw to second, and Schaefer stays on the bag. So they get the force at second. So 1-6, 3-6, if you're scoring at home, and Spector reaches on the fielder's choice. That's his third time being on tonight. Now to bring up Kerman. Kerman on the night is 0-2. He grounded out to Erickson last time up and flew out to left in the first. Wahab still playing in on the grass. Both middle infielders hoping for another inning-ending double play. LeFevre throws one high and outside, 1-0. Chibanos is playing way in at left. Specht taking about an 8-foot lead over at first. LeFevre throws home. It's again high and outside, 2-0. One down here, and Raiden's going to go talk to his battery mate. And this is basically a calm down moment. I don't see Osborne on the walkie-talkie, so it was Raiden initiated mound visit. And it's not like minor league baseball or major league baseball where you get a limited amount of mound visits, of catcher-pitcher mound visits. 2-0 the count here. LeFevre working from the stretch, and he throws a get-me over for a strike. 2-1 the count. Crusaders leading 3-1 here in the sixth. Five outs away from a state championship berth. The third state championship game the Crusaders would play in this school year. Pickoff attempt, and Spect gets back well in time. They've been in the state championship in football and in soccer. 2-1 the count here, one down here in the sixth. And the pitch. Sweeper that just misses high, 3-1 the count. And the Wallet crowds are getting a little bit louder. LeFevre staying in the stretch. Not stepping off the mound, not walking around, just trying to stay locked in and focused. Specht has a 9-foot lead over at first. And that one's inside, ball four. So Specht will move up to second, and Kerman will reach via the walk, and Coach Osborne is just going to put the walkie-talkie away in his pocket and go talk to his infielders in person. 2-1, no, one down here in the sixth. Heelan leading 3-1 here at the home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Colonels, of course, on the road this week. They're over in Davenport playing the Quad City River Bandits. They'll come back home next week. They'll face Great Lakes for a five-game series. Great Lakes, the affiliate of, I believe, the Dodgers. They were when I covered the Midwest League, anyway. And now Coach Titcher is going to ask for an offensive conference or a pinch hit runner. Because he's pointing to the bench and has his scorecard out and talking with the home plate umpire. Again, we won't give out their names. I don't recognize any of these four gentlemen's names, so I don't know where they're based out of. Brody Shoemaker is going to come in to pinch run for Kerman. So both corner infielders are in for the Crusaders. Erickson's not going to cover Shoemaker at first. Both middle infielders are playing double play depth. All three outfielders are playing pretty much straight up. Baker now moves to our left by a couple steps. And LeFevre's going to try and get out of probably his most pressure-filled jam of the afternoon. He gets ahead with a strike to Rigopoulos for strike one. Rigopoulos 0-for-1. He does have a sac fly. A flyout would not help him here, the 0-1. Sweeper just misses inside, evens the count, 1-1. And the 1-1. Grounder to Wahab. He'll throw over to second for one. Fitch catches it, throw over to first. Not in time. So, Specht advances to third. Shoemaker's out at second. And Rigopoulos reaches on the fielder's choice. So, a 5-4 fielder's choice. And now there's two away. And that'll bring up Nagelmaker, who's also 0-for-2. Erickson this time will cover Rigopoulos at first. Wahab takes a couple of steps back. As I agree, I don't think Nagelmaker is going to bunt here. And the Waller student section standing right below me is trying to make some noise as Nagelmaker swings and misses at that first offering. Oh, and won the count. A small smattering of Heelan high-age students here. There's a good turnout of Heelan High students here Monday night. I'm sure there's going to be a nice turnout Friday if the Crusaders can hold on here. Rigopoulos with a pretty big lead over at first, but LeFevre's going to focus on Nagelmaker, and he throws strike two with a get-me-over. Three to one the score. Heelan leads. Two down. 0-2 the count. And LeFevre's going to check on Rigopoulos. We'll reset here. Specht over at first. I didn't see Raiden make a first and third move. I mean, yeah, there's two outs. Now the Heelan crowd's trying to get back into it. The 0-2 swung on, and it'll find the outfield gap. That'll score Specht. Bleeker will run the ball in, so an RBI single for Nagelmaker. That'll score Specht, and it's 3-2. And that was a nice pitch by LeFevre, but Nagelmaker just caught Burrell with that outside pitch and took it to the right center gap, kind of between Fitch and Ethan, and just found that gap. Gavin Reddy's going to courtesy run for Nagelmaker as Albert comes back to the plate. He's 0-for-2. He grounded out right back to LeFevre in the fourth. 2-on, 2-out here. Heelan now leading 3-2. LeFevre checking back at the runners, now throws home and throws a slider down low, 1-0. Ethan not covering ready at first, and neither middle infielder is really focusing on Rigopoulos at second. I mean, Rigopoulos only has a 5-foot lead at second, so even if LeFevre wanted to pick him up, he probably couldn't. The 1-0 comes home, and that's high and inside, and that gets away from Raiden. That'll go to the backstop. And both Reddy and Rigopoulos advance 90 feet, and the Golden Eagles have two on in scoring position. And Osborne can't go out and talk to him because he's already used his once per inning mound visit. All four infielders playing back with two outs. 2-0 the count. LeFevre, I think he's going to pitch from the windup here. Yes, he is. The 2-0. Runner goes to third, but now there's a cutoff position. Now the throw home is not going to be in time. And now the game is tied. So Waller trying to throw Heelan off, and that's exactly what they did. So Reddy was breaking for third, and he was two-thirds of the way down the bag. Raiden noticed it, threw to second, and if Schaefer turns around, he probably could have tagged Reddy out. But instead, Schaefer was distracted by Rigopoulos coming home and threw home, and Raiden was situated in front of the plate and just couldn't turn around in time to apply the tag. So we're tied at three. Bottom six, Reddy still standing at second. There's a 3-0 count. We're tied at three. The pitch, high and outside, ball four. So Elbert reaches on the walk. And now the coaching staff for Heelan's having a little conversation, asking what they want to do. That'll bring up Brandon Comer. It'll be Chafin and both Erickson's due up for the Crusaders in the seventh. And Waller student section is doing the Texas A&M walk chant. The first pitch is lined down the left field line. Foul! Oh, boy. That was about 8 feet foul. And if that had landed fair, Waller would have taken the lead. 3-3 your score, bottom six. Owen won the count. Runners at first and second, two downhill, bottom six. All four infielders playing back for the Crusaders. Fitch tapping his glove, trying to distract the runner at second, Reddy. Reddy, your base runner at second. Albert, your base runner at first. Stepman at the plate. Stepman, the 0-1, in the dirt. Nice block by Raiden. 1-1 the count. Coach Titcher telling Reddy, hey, be ready to go. If that ball goes in the dirt again, you're coming over here. Both runners with about an 8-foot lead. Ethan not holding Elbert on at first. So Elbert can take an extra couple of steps here if he wants to. The 1-1. Get me over, swung on, deep left center field, but Baker has a nice jump on it. He'll make the catch in front of the 378 sign, and we are through six. We're tied at three, and here comes the seventh inning, and hopefully the Crusaders can get one across and not allow extra innings to come into play here in the state semifinal. We'll come back with the seventh right after this. You're listening to the state semifinals here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric, Wall of Fame, and McClintock Insurance.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go, and Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Top of the seventh, it's going to be Schaefer, Erickson, and Erickson as we're tied at three here in the state semifinal. Zach James alongside with you here. Abby DeMars in our Sioux Lane Catholic Radio studios. Here we go. The first pitch from Brandon Cummer. It's a breaking ball down in the dirt, 1-0. Winner to the state championship at 5 o'clock on Friday. They'll face the winner of North Polk and Marion. And both teams are basically in the tunnel waiting to play here after this one. The 1-0 fouled off back basically right over my head. Might have been stuck in the rafters. No, it did fall back down. I had the window open, so if a ball flies in here, you'll find out pretty quickly. The 1-1. Swung on, and that's line foul past the reach of first base coach Ben Taylor, and the count goes to 1-2. Tied at 3. Wallert scoring 2 there in the 6th with some nifty base running. And that was a high pop-up. That's going to reach the seats, though, I think. Oh, yeah. Not only did it reach the seats, it went over the seats and over the suite levels here at Veterans Memorial Stadium here in Cedar Rapids. Schaefer with a 1-2 count. Nobody out here in the 7th. Breaking ball swung on. Liner, and that's going to find some grass and right. And Schaefer situates himself on first base, and that is the first hit of the inning. Might have been his first hit of the night. Yeah, it is. So he'll reach base for the first time this evening. And that'll bring up Ethan Erickson. Wouldn't it be huge here if he lifts one here? He's looking for his first hit of the evening. Cummer back in the stretch. Schaefer not with a big lead at all, but he's not going to risk it with nobody out here in the 7th. Because this run would matter. The 0-1. Sweeper a little bit low. 1-1 the count. The 1-1. Sweeper swung on a miss. And a healthy cut by Erickson. And now he'll call time to resituate himself. Schaefer with about a 6-foot lead now, maybe a 7-foot lead over at first. He doesn't want to get picked off. Heck no. Erickson gets a piece of that one, and he stays alive. Heelan scoring its runs. Refresh live stats. 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 5th. Schaefer still not taking a big lead. I don't blame him with one out here in the 7th. Cummer winds and deals and throws one in the dirt. Nagelmaker doesn't knock it down. And it'll bounce towards the Heelan on deck circle. And Schaefer advances to 2nd on the wild pitch. Harrison patting his chest, taking a deep breath, now steps back in. He gets set, and Cummer gets set, looks back at Schaefer, who doesn't have a big lead at 2nd, throws it in the pretty much the exact same spot, but didn't land in the dirt like his last pitch did. Now the count goes to 3-2. Both crowds fired up. Next run probably wins it. Comer taking an extra second. Now winds and deals and throws. And Erickson grinds it to short. And he'll get thrown out on the throw. And that's the first out. But Schaefer stays at second with one away. It'll bring up Braden Erickson. Big chance here for the senior to bring home a run. Albert making that play last time. And Erickson sees a ball down low. 1-0, nice eye. Raiden led off the fifth with a single. He made it as far as third on that play. Well, Ewell did. Fastball high on outside, 2-0. 3-3 your score here in the seventh. Keelan having to come back again. They've done this twice in the postseason, where they've given up a lead and having to come back late. Could this be magic happening number three? And there's a check swing that flies down to the Waller bullpen. We'll do it again. I mean, that was a hard hit ball. He didn't mean to swing at it. And Spencer Comer went to go after it. But luckily it was well out of Comer's reach. Brandon Comer at the mound, working from the stretch, middle of the rubber, the 2-1. Low and outside, 3-1 the count. Fitch on deck. Elon Sr. trying to make a little bit more late inning magic. And the 3-1. Outside, ball four. And Erickson reaches on for the second time. And Ewell's probably going to go run for him again. And he will. He emerges from the far side of the dugout. The two will exchange a high five right in front of the mound. And Ewell is essentially the insurance run. Here's Fitch. Nickelbaker going out to talk to Comer. Live stats aren't working, so I can't tell you what pitch count Comer's at. And there's no activity, but Titcher's out of the dugout, calling time. Glances back at the dugout and walks towards the pitcher's mound. I don't know if this will be the night for Comer or not. Now he makes a point, and now we will have a pitching change here as Comer's night is done. He did a solid job. 3 runs on 9 hits. And now we'll have some defensive changes as Waller mixes around its defense for this pitching change. Let's do this, Abby DeMars. Let's take this 60-second timeout and let Waller do what they need to do here with one out in the seventh. The Crusaders have 2 runners on. Let's see if we can get both of those runners to score. We'll find out right after this. This is Bishop Peelin Baseball on Siouxland Catholic Radio.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun. Just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and a splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
What makes your home home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the doorframe? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Will Pirro coming in to pitch. He's pitched 33 in the third innings. He's got 3.36 ERA. Comer moves to right, and there's one more defensive change. Kerbin moves to left. So those are your defensive changes for the Golden Eagles. Here's Fitch, who's got a sacrifice, and he scored a run, and he sees a ball outside, 1-0. Comer ends up at 102 pitches. So he could have faced Fitch, but he was coming up on his limit. Bleeker threw 102 pitches on Monday night. The 1-0. Fastball outside. Pickoff attempt. That's a Nagelmaker throws it down the right field line. Osborne's going to wave around the runner. He'll score. Yule's going to advance to third on the play. Schaefer scores, and that's 4-3 Crusaders. I mean, Nagelmaker tried to pick off Yule, and Nagelmaker just airmailed the throw, allowing Schaefer to score. And it's 4-3. A nice turn of events there for the Crusaders. Nagelmaker will be charged with an error there. And I didn't see Schaefer break at first, but he's got speed. And now the four infielders will come in for the Golden Eagles to avoid Yule to score. So Fitch can bloop one over their heads. That adds a much-needed insurance around the pitch. And Fitch gets literally a seam of that ball, and the count goes to 2-2. That pitch on the craziness, I believe, was called a strike. And Yule did take a huge secondary lead, and that distracted Nagelmaker. And I mean, he threw it down the right field line. And Comer had to sprint to go get it. Fitch takes ball three high, 3-2 the count. Four to three Crusaders in the seventh. The pitch, fastball, caught a ball outside, and Fitch is fired up as he runs down first base. So that'll move the line for Waha. That's the third time Fitch reaches this afternoon. Runners at the corners, one down here in the seventh. Crusaders lead 4-3. Everybody up on the top step of that Heelan dugout. All four infielders are in for the Golden Eagles, and Wahab takes a pitch right down the middle for strike one. All three outfielders are playing pretty shallow too. If Wahab lifts one here, it could be a 6-3 game. Because all three outfielders are within 100 feet of the lip of the grass. The pitch. Liner down the first base line. Knocked down. No, it squeezes down the first base line. Yule scores. Fitch will advance to third on the play. He's safe. So we'll see what the official score calls that. I thought Comer fielded that cleanly and we're just going to step on the bag. But the ball just rolled away from Comer. It must have went under his legs. And it rolled down towards the lip of the grass down the first base line. Brandon Comer had to go field it. So Yule scores. Fitch over to third. And it is 5-3. And Coach Titcher is going to come out again. Chabanos is up at the plate. A really nice job there by Fitch to read the play and read Osborne there. Who kept waving him around. So runners at the corners again with one out. Now the Crusaders lead 5-3. Crusaders with six hits. I said nine earlier. It looked like a nine. The state uses a weird font for the line score, and the live stats weren't up. So the Crusaders now have six hits. The line score, five runs on six hits, one error for the Crusaders. The Golden Eagles have threes across their line score. Three runs, three hits, three errors. So Fitch is the base runner at third. Wahab's your base runner at first. Chapanos is up. He's 1-for-2 with a double. He's going to try and go 2-for-3 here. Crusaders lead 5-3. Here we go with Pirro throwing a ball low and outside, 1-0. Wahab is being held on at first, but he doesn't have that big of a lead. Pirro's pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch. It was a fastball. Outside corner of the belt, 1-1 the count. Osborne giving instructions to Fitch and Wahab and to Chibanos for that matter. And Pirro winds and deals. And the delivery, it's a bunt attempt. It's a safety squeeze. Fitch went down the line, but he'll race back safely. As Stubman went with him, as you're instructed to do as the third baseman. If there's a suicide squeeze attempt, as the third baseman defensively, you're instructed to go with the runner. Thankfully, Fitch was able to get back without contest. Pirro sets at the belt. The righty throws. Strike two on the inside corner. 2-2 the count. Crusaders leading 5-3 in the seventh. All three outfielders still playing way in. The pitch. Chibanos takes an emergency hack and fouls it back to our right. 2-2 still the count. If Chibanos can lift one to left, Kerman's playing deep enough, I think that could score Fitch. There goes Wahab, and it's a hit and run. Fitch is going to score on the play, and the runner advances to third. Wahab advances all the way at third because Stubman was well off the bag. So it ends up being a really successful RBI groundout for Chibanos, and it's 6-3 Crusaders. Fitch was going on to contact, and he was going to score because the throw was over to first. And then Wahab, seeing that no one was covering third, hustled down over there and made it without contest. So here's Bleeker. Five to three if you're scoring that at home. I think I put it down 5-3. Yes, I did. Bleeker's first pitch of the seventh. He grinds one. Grounds one to Stepman. He'll throw over to first in time for the out, and that retires the side. But the Crusaders put up a three spot in the seventh inning, and we head to the home half of the second with the Crusaders leading 6-3. Let's do this, Abby. Let's take a 60-second timeout right here, and we'll come back for the home half of the seventh. Crusaders lead 6-3. We'll come back with the home half of the seventh right after this. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A State Semifinals here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
FiberCom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. FiberCom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Bulk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Bulk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Bulk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Well, the Baylor's going to try and end this here. Do up for the Golden Eagles, Brandon Cummer, Spencer Cummer, and Joe Hinker. For the Golden Eagles, Crusaders up 6-3 in the seventh. The Crusaders three outs away from the 2024 Class 3A State Championship game. Here's Brandon Cummer. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. No defensive changes for the Crusaders. The first pitch of the inning is high and outside, 1-0. The Wallace student section is up and clapping, trying to encourage their fellow Wallace peers to score at least three. But we hope that it doesn't happen here. Lefebvre misses high and outside again, 2-0. And Osborne's going to waste a little time, and he's going to come out. There is activity in the Heelan bullpen, and he's going to make a change here. So Wahab's going to have his night come to an end at 86 pitches, 6-plus innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. He forced 4 flyouts and 10 groundouts, and Lefebvre's going to get a standing ovation from the Heelan faithful as he comes to the dugout. So his night is over. And I believe it'll be Baker coming in for the save. He'll come in from center. So we'll try and figure out who goes where. I see Fitch running out to the outfield. So we'll figure out all these defensive changes here in mere seconds. We'll step aside, take this timeout. Crusaders lead 6-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Baseball on Suitland Catholic Radio.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For 4 generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Brady Baker comes in relief for Hunter Wahab, for Caleb Lefebvre. And Baker on the season, making his ninth appearance, all in relief. He's got 7 3rd innings pitched, a 2.86 ERA. Brandon Cummer still at the plate with a 2-0 count, and Baker throws it inside for ball 3. You don't see a mid-at-bat pitching change, but Coach Andy Osborne wasting little time making a change. The 3-0 fastball catches the outside corner for strike one. Three and one the count here, bottom seven. And the pitch from Baker. In there for strike two at the belt. Let's see if Baker can kind of come back here and get Cummer to get retired. Baker, the 3-2, swung on. Soft grounder, that'll roll foul. The 3-2. High and outside, ball 4, and Brandon Cummer is on with the leadoff walk. Baker hoping to get the save and help send his Crusaders to the state championship game on Friday afternoon. Erickson holding on Cummer. The other Cummer at the plate takes strike one just below the letters. Spencer Cummer the hitter. Brandon Cummer your base runner for Waller. And the 0-1. In there for strike two. I don't think Baker is messing around with his pitches. He's just trying to throw strikes. Now I don't even see Osborne walkie-talking into Erickson. That fastball went behind Cummer. And thankfully, Erickson made the adjustment to make the catch behind Cummer for ball one. Yeah, Osborne is sending in pitch selection to Erickson. But I think most of these have been fastballs. The 1-2, fly ball to right, Bleeker coming in. And that'll fall in the grass. And that'll allow everyone to move up 90 feet. So Spencer coming on with the nobody out, single to right, allowing Brandon Cummer to go to second. And that'll bring up Hinker. Hinker, who wasn't planning to hit at all. He was going to be the DH, but he came in for Pfeiffer to hit for himself in the third. Here we go, 2-1, nobody out here. 6-3, Heelan lead in the seventh. And the pitch, called a strike on the outside corner. Coach Ben Taylor coming out of the dugout to instruct his outfielders to stay put where they are. 0-1 the count. Middle infielders setting up for a double play. Both corner infielders are playing back too. All three outfielders playing normal depth. The 0-1 down in the dirt. 1-1 the count. You can probably hear the Wallace-Soon section under me. Erickson not holding Cummer on at first. Not holding, Cummer on at first. Both Cummers are the base runners. Baker throws a fastball high for ball two. Brandon's your base runner at second. Spencer's your base runner at first. 6-3 your score. Crusaders hoping to get to the state championship game on Friday. Hinker lines one foul into the Waller dugout. Everyone has to duck out of the way of that one. Specht, especially in the on-deck circle, and the count goes to 2-2. Fitch in center is kind of shifting to his right a little bit, but not by a lot. The 2-2. Fastball foul tipped, and Erickson caught it for the first out. Erickson gave a big fist pump on that one, and that's a big first out. Here's Specht. He's reached all three times he's come up to the plate. He walked in the first, singled in the third, and reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. And the pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. Good spot there by Baker. 0-1 the count. LeFevre responsible. No, and Baker is responsible for both base runners, I think. It might be on Baker's tap. The 0-1. Fastball high. 1-1 the count. Crusaders leading 6-3. One and one the count. Baker set at the belt. The pitch, breaking ball, just a bit outside for ball two. All four infielders playing back, probably double play depth, especially middle infielders. There's a hard hit ball to center. Fitch got a good jump on it. He'll make the catch and get the throw into Schaefer as a cutoff. And now the Crusaders are one out away from getting to that state title game. Kerman stands in their way. Beck also coming in to play second base. So your defensive alignment looks like this for the Crusaders. Jabanos, Fitch, and Bleeker in the outfield from left to right. From left to right in the infield, Wahab, Schaefer, Beck, and Ethan Erickson. Brady Baker and Raiden Erickson, your battery. Two down here in the seventh. The pitch, fastball, a little bit outside, 1-0. Kerman 0-2 with a walk tonight. Crusader faithful on their feet, and Wallert's faithful on their feet as well. 1-0 the count. Two down here. Crusaders one out away from the state title game. Grounded to Beck. He fields it cleanly. Throw across the diamond. In time! And that is your ball game. Crusaders win 6-3. The Crusaders are in the state championship game on Friday night at 5 o'clock here in Cedar Rapids. A big three-run inning in the seventh sends the Crusaders for a chance to play for a championship on Friday. How about that? Unbelievable resilience by the Crusaders once again for the third time in this playoff run. They blow a lead but come back and avenge that tie and get three in the seventh to play for one more game on Friday. 6-3, your final, as the Crusaders and the Golden Eagles making their handshake line right now in front of the plate, as Helen grad Andy Empton oversees the handshake line, and he instructs the Golden Eagles to stand in front of their dugout so they can receive their state semifinal trophy. But the Crusaders aren't getting a trophy tonight. They'll get one on Friday. No playing in the state championship on Friday. They'll play the winner of Marion North Polk, which will follow our game. I'm guessing that first pitch, and we just crossed the top of the hour. I'm guessing that first pitch will be around 8 o'clock or so. But the Crusaders are 2-0 in the state tournament with a 6-3 win over the Waller Catholic Golden Eagles. We'll take this two-minute timeout and wrap things up here from Cedar Rapids. Final score, Bishop Heelan 6, Waller Catholic 3. We'll come back after this. You're listening to the 2024 state semifinals here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Tramie Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
You can take a swing at better vision with Gretkin Family Eye Care in Lamar's. Dr. Elizabeth Gretkin and the staff at Gretkin Family Eye Care are here to help everyone see their best, whether it's catching a pop fly or enjoying a day out at the ballpark. With comprehensive eye exams and custom fit lenses, Gretkin Family Eye Care is dedicated to making vision care accessible and personalized. You can learn more by visiting GretkinFamilyEyeCare.com.
Life can be difficult at times. Reaching out for help can be uncomfortable. Be assured, there's confidential care available at Catholic Charities. We offer specialized services for trauma, free mental health assessments for children, and access to psychiatric care. Catholic Charities' holistic approach will help you and your family live a happier, healthier, more productive life. Learn more. CATHCHAR.com.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
The Crusaders exchanging hugs as they clean up the dugout area as Marion and North Polk are preparing to get ready for their game. Crusaders win 6-3 here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. A three-run rally in the seventh helps the Crusaders get to that state title game on Friday. Caleb LeFevre gets the win. He moves to 7-1 on the season. He threw six-plus innings. He allowed three runs, two of them earned on three hits. He walked four, struck out three. He forced 10 groundouts and four flyouts, and he needed 93 pitches to get through the six-plus innings. Brady Baker gets his second save of the season as he allowed a run. He did not allow any hits, and he struck out one and forced a flyout and a groundout and needed 15 pitches to pretty much get through the seventh, as LeFevre allowed two balls, just got tired, and Baker came in to save the day for the Crusaders. Multi-hit hitters for the Crusaders. Wahab had a pair of hits. RBI-wise, Chibanos had a pair of RBI, and Wahab also had a pair of RBI. and a bunch of other small little big things happening for the Crusaders in that seventh inning as they took advantage of a couple errors. Base running had a couple miscues early, but took advantage of some Golden Eagle miscues in the seventh and got the job done. It wasn't the prettiest win for the Crusaders. I think everyone would agree with that, but it doesn't need to be pretty. It just needs to be a win, and that's exactly what the Crusaders did here tonight to advance to the state championship game on Friday. It'll be at 5 o'clock here in Cedar Rapids, we'd love to see everyone come out here and support the Crusaders. They'll be the lower seed, I believe, depending on what happens with here Marion and North Polk, but nonetheless, we'd love to see it come out here and pack the park here in Cedar Rapids and support the Crusaders as they are in their third state championship game this school year. Think about that. Third state championship game this year. Soccer, boys soccer, they beat Davenport Assumption. Sergio Mahangos with the golden goal. And football facing a really, really talented Williamsburg team. Just a couple things earlier that didn't go the Crusaders' way in that state football championship game. But still, making a state football championship game is something that not to put your head down on. And here we go again. Baseball now in the state championship game. And hopefully they can bring home a second state championship this school year. So hopefully the storybook comes to a magical ending on Friday night. But the story continues tonight as Bishop Heelan wins 6-3 here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors one more time before we head out the door. Action Coaches, Cell Edge, Bargain Center, Barkley Asphalt, Butch Dry Cleaners, Catholic Charities, Central Bank in Sioux City and Storm Lake, Christina Martinez, Christy Smith Funeral Homes, CNOS Dr. Ryan Meese, Culligan, CyberCloak.Tech LLC, Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC, Educated, F&M Wealth Management and Matt Lawler, FiberCom, Fitch and Saley Law Office, Folk Brothers, Greenville Pharmacy, Gretchen Family Eye Care, Harlem Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, Jimmy John's, Keller Williams Real Estate and Agent Tammy Bertrand, Lawler Fixtures, Light Forum, Modern Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home, Millshill Hammer Pits, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Mollett Industrial Group, New Crib Inspection, People's Bank in Sioux City, Physical Therapy Specialists, Prime Bank, Quinnipiace in Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, Sacred Heart Parish here in Sioux City, Tram Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Security National Bank, Sioux Body Shop, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Musketeers, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sneaky's Chicken, St. Augustine Indian Mission, Staber Meats, Sterling Computers, Sunnybrook Dental, the Fire Foundation in Northwest Iowa, Tri-State Dental Care, Tri-State Nursing, Vance Thompson Vision SC Prof LLC, Fitter Group CPA LLC, Water Electric Company, Wilmot's Do It Best Hardware, and Ruley Family Chiropractic, and of course, the Knights of Columbus Insurance Agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle and Spencer, Peter and Matt Sentrens in Danbury, Rob Waterhouse in Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers in South Sioux City and West Point. Thank you to all of you who support Bishop Heelan Athletics throughout the school year. We got one more for you on Friday night. Final score for the final time. Bishop Heelan 6, Dubuque Waller Catholic 3. For everybody back at the Siouxland Catholic Radio Studios, for Abby DeMars and everyone back in Sioux City, thank you so much for listening to this special broadcast of Bishop Heelan Baseball. It's there in the state championship game coming up on Friday night, thanks to a 6-3 win. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good rest of your week. You've been listening to the last 3A state baseball semifinals here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Tram Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame. Thank you all so much for listening. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North